I just think that's comes with playing the position and experience and you know, not doubting yourself, not getting down on yourself, and just you get up and you come back firing.
That's the way you feel this week?
I feel that way every week, especially this week after, like I said, I disappointed myself and my teammates, and I'll be ready to roll on Sunday. Can't be here fast enough. No, I mean, just I felt the same way watching it that I did on the field. Oh, I mean, it changes drastically. You lose who I think is one of the best football players in this league. You know, it's, things are obviously going to change. But in saying that, you know, we're not going to sulk. We're not going to, you know, we got right back to work today. And Dre stepped in and Kerwin stepped in. And, you know, Chris Johnson, getting him back is huge for us. So, yes, things change when you lose, you know, DJ and you lose, you know, Dave like that. Things change. The offense doesn't change. But obviously when you take away, you know, the touches that those and the effect that those two guys have on the game, things change. You can't get in a position where you, you know, feel like, oh, I got to do more, make more plays or make up for the you know, the lack of playmaking, and, you know, the lack of the touches that he gets. You know, we don't need Chris to try to play like Dave or Dre to play. You know, we got to each play within ourselves and play within the system. And, you know, you can't sit around and sulk. You can't feel like you got to do anything superhuman. I've been around long enough and been through situations where you lose, you know, a handful of guys, receivers, tight ends, whatever the position is. You just can't all of a sudden change what you're doing, change the way you go about your reads. You just got to continue to play.